褒め
薄いのアホ。
ムーンプリズムパワーメイクアップカードレディ
ー。 Welcome to Shoujo and Tell, where we discuss shoujo manga and tell who's hot and who's not, talk about themes, and just generally geek out. Today, January 27th, 2018, we'll be shoujo and telling about the one-shots. See, I'm like, is this pronounced Eon, or is it just Eon? I'm just gonna call it Eon, we're just going with it. Short-tempered, melancholic, and other stories, and Mistress Fortune, all by Arina Tanimura. I'm your host, Ashley McDonald, and I'm joined by Loyola Rankin.
Hey, everybody.
Loyola, you are my first repeat guest.
Yay!
You're special.
So excited.
For those who don't remember, Loyola was on the Meru Puri episodes. Yeah, I'm going to forget how to pronounce everything in that manga for sure. I already can't remember. And Loyola's here because I was pinch hitting for me because I don't know how to schedule things. And over the Christmas break, I just didn't record anything. And that's a problem. That's no good.
No good at all.
No good at all, my friends. Loyola, do you want to give a refresher on who you are for people who may not have listened, who don't care about your favorite series, Meru Puri?
Yeah, so Loyola here. I'm going to introduce myself like the manga people do.
Oh, yes, please do.
Yeah, so I'm currently living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Ashley and I went to college together, and we're members of the Native Americans at Brown. That's how we know each other. Big fan of manga in high school, so you know all about the Doki Doki was happening at that time. Some of my favorites, of course, Fruits Basket and Skip Beat have to be top 10, actually. I'm used to the one volume manga, so definitely this is my jam right here.
That's why Loyola is here. I'm like, I know Loyola loves them short things.
And the random ones where you're like, where are you even getting this? Like, it has not made any press. So if you like those Girl Got Game or Tale of the Moon, awesome.
Oh my god, we are definitely doing Girl Got Game together though. For real.
Absolutely.
100%. Look forward to that in the future, y'all. Alright, so all three of these Arina Tanimura one-shots that we are covering, as well as many other Tanimura things like Full Moon, can be purchased from Viz Media North America, physically and digitally. I believe that's still true of these, even though they're, like, kind of old.
Sure, why not?
At least digitally. Digitally is true. I know this to be a fact. mostly because my partner works on the app, and they were definitely in the app, so therefore, he works at the app, on the app, at Viz Media, so therefore, they're there. You can buy them.
If we don't like give a glowing recommendation, tell us why we're wrong.
All Tanimura work is godly, Loyola. Don't say otherwise, okay? Okay, so obviously this episode is going to be a little different because we're covering, it's basically five separate stories. all in
can
one.
You handle it?
Can no, you handle okay. it? So we're going to split it up into each part. Basically, each volume will hopefully be its own little segment that is perhaps between 15 minutes and no longer than 30 minutes. I'm going to say that. Yeah, so Loyola, what is your familiarity with these volumes before we read them for this podcast?
I know I purchased the Short-Tempered what is it?
Short-Tempered, Melancholic, and Other Stories.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it and I can't even
You're like, it's too, such a weird title.
It's like right there. So I purchased Short-Tempered, Melancholic at the world famous Walden Books in my hometown, which, you know, was absorbed by Borders, and now Borders is gone and everything I love leaves me. But no, so I purchased it there in high school and loved it. I looked into her other series, Eon, and didn't quite make it to Mistress Fortune because Eon was horrible. So I was like,
wow, spoilers for what's about to happen.
Lay all cards on the table.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm a big fan of the Short-Tempered one volume and the short stories that are with it.
Yeah. Have you ever read any other big, like, longer Tanimura things? Because I definitely read at least Full Moon.
No, her. I've read the synopsis. You know, when you buy the volumes and you see in the back as the advertisements. Her stuff sounds very dramatic, and I'm not really into the drama manga. I'm like, let's get goofy, y'all. It's gonna get weird, and it's gonna get weird fast. That's what I'm into.
That's cool. I definitely feel like Mistress Fortune is the closest, because I think I might have only read Full Moon while being, knowing of her other works. I'd say Mistress Fortune is probably the closest to the type of drama that she likes to pull with the, like, I burned my mother in a fire spoilers right here, but like that's the level of melodrama that I feel is normally present in more recent Tanamura things. If I'm wrong, you can tell
Forgot
me
the
I'm
part where he's
wrong.
like, I don't care if she ever wakes up.
Oh, listen, we're getting there. I mean, Arena Tanimura, I gathered, is lots of lacy things, an obsession with like psychics or angels, those types of things, and that's Arena Tanimura in my mind. I think that's a pretty accurate description. And idols,
Yeah.
she does seem to come back to idols a lot.
Absolutely, like Time Stranger Kyoko.
Yeah, and she has a new one called Idle Dreams that's out right now. I think that's currently being published by Viz. I'll give that a little plug. Yeah.
What is the other one? Gentleman's Alliance.
Oh yeah,
Sorry,
Gentleman's
the
Alliance.
Gentleman's Alliance.
Yes. Anyway, I've never read any of these before making myself read them for this podcast, but I had different levels of enjoyability. I think that's just inevitable when you read five short stories. It's kind of just how that goes. All right, so we're gonna start with the first one that was like, it's complicated because Short-Tempered Melancholic and Other Stories is a combination of stories that were technically published before and after and blah blah blah. Whatever. We're going by like manga volume publishing date, which means that Eon is the one that was published first in 1997. Eon is basically about a girl who has psychic powers, like from her dad, and then she meets a boy who's all about investigating psychic powers, and so she loves him, but somebody already loves her, and it's the student council president who's like, no, you should love me instead. So, love triangle, blah, blah, blah. I guess it becomes a square because the boy who's investigating psychics, who likes investigating psychic powers, Mikado, has a ex-girlfriend who does show up and become a love rival for a good second there. Her name is Minase. Yeah, and then, I don't know. It's just about psychic powers. And should I have added something to the basic understanding of this story, Loyola?
Well, that is the basics. If we want to get real technical, it's like she swallowed her dad's research when she was a child, so that activated her psychic abilities.
Yeah, bad parenting happened.
Bad parenting.
Real bad
Watch your
parenting.
kids, y'all. And that she has to chant her name to utilize her psychic abilities instead of 1, 2, 3, which I wasn't really clear on why.
Your name is magical, Loyola. Don't you understand? You are the magic, not the random numbers.
Not the thing you swallowed when you were a kid and no
Not the
one
thing
told
you
you about.
swallowed. Yes, you are the magic. God, you don't
Then,
understand
like, we couldn't
anything.
get it out. I'm like, what did you try?
What is your
Like, did you go to a doctor?
Did you pump her stomach? Because I'm pretty sure you could have got it.
Surgery? Like, I don't know, man. It's like research, right? It's nothing proven, so you don't know what's how it's gonna affect her. Like,
Gave her psychic
poor
powers.
girl.
It's all fine. It's fine.
Worked out in the
It's worked
end.
out. Yeah.
Swallow some random stuff when you guys go to a lab.
What are you guys gonna
It's gonna
do?
be okay.
Then she gets a power up because she gets a second one from Mikado, basically.
Yeah.
She doesn't swallow that one. She's too old to do that. So she just wears it as a necklace around her neck. That's acceptable. I'll accept that. I mean, you don't know. It could be causing her cancer or something, but whatever, fine. We all
It's okay.
carry around cancerous substances on our body, so it's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Or, you know, she might be causing cancer to those she loves because
Yeah.
she might be immune, but like others aren't. You know,
Yeah,
I don't like what is
she gets with
happening.
Mikado, and then he just dies when he's 30 because he's just like with the cancerous substance all his
Like,
life.
whoops.
That's cool.
Yeah, and the reason why she decides she loves Mikado and not the student body president is because he has passion. It's literally what she's looking
Oh
for in a
yeah,
man.
she's
She's
like,
like,
I want
I'm
a
in love
boy
with
who
him.
follows his dreams.
I'm like, his dreams are stupid.
Okay, so, yeah.
No offense.
Loyola doesn't like this one.
I do not.
I can overall agree with that. I did think it got stronger by the end, like the last two chapters. I was like, I felt things. I had feelings. Like, I cared about these characters.
I had a feeling too, and it was that I fell asleep. It was kind of boring.
Loyola, did you make it to the end? I need to know.
I made it to the end, but I took like some naps in between. I'd wake up. I'm like, oh shit, I'm supposed to read this thing. It was kind of boring for me. And I just wanted to state, I think the biggest issue I had was that Mikado is a high school student who's been doing research about psychics since like middle school. He has his own club. And his inspiration comes from a man called Psychic Man, who is geared towards little kids. And it's like, this path is dumb.
My response to that is that I guess I see why you accept it in Maripuri, because that dude's supposed to be a child, even though he has the body of it. But I'm just saying, little hypocrisy.
No, not at all. Okay, that was like two different worlds, you know what I mean? Like, this is like, well, modern day back in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Japan. And that was a little boy in another realm who's like also a child. And royalty, you know, they don't really get told no all that often, from what I understand in manga. So yeah, hypocrisy thrown out the window. That is not true.
Whatever. I mean, yes, Mikado is silly. I agree. Yeah, that's just true. That's just facts.
Which I do not like hold people accountable for where their passions came from. Like, I understand, like, you're a little kid and that inspires you to do stuff. And, you know, Pokemon inspired me to research animals. Like, I got it. But he's just really, really still into Psychic Man. And it seemed very childish for a high school student. Like, I don't know.
It seems like something that a high school student would get bullied over. And I guess he does by the student council president, Koki. But like, Koki's also just like, I can't respect him either. So I'm like, you both need a bully to set you straight, kind of. Like, ugh.
Exactly.
Not actually. I don't actually advocate bullying as a way to set people straight. I'm just saying, in a story, I would understand why they would both be bullied.
Yeah, and like, it's kind of ridiculous because Mikado is like supposed to be this genius and Koki's the student body president, and I'm like, you're in leadership roles, like, how did you get there?
I mean, okay, I feel like Mikado is the leader of a club in which he is the only member, though, so like
no, there's those three guys that follow him around who have like, I don't know,
oh yeah,
weird names. Like, they're not, their names aren't weird, they're just mentioned once and then they show up randomly. Oh, yeah. In the
trust
background
me. Trust me, we are not gonna remember side friend names, all right? Like, that's just not gonna happen in this podcast.
That's a given.
Yes,
I don't even think they're on the plot summary at all.
All right, I kind of remember those guys. They're pretty unimportant.
Yeah, I remember them distinctly because one of them says he's been with Mikado researching psychics since like middle school, and the other two were like, we joined in high school, and I'm like, what?
You're like, but why though? Who convinced you that this was
why?
A good
and don't get me wrong, like, I'm into like psychic and intuition, and I think that stuff's cool too, especially if it's in like fantasy and story. But I don't know why I had such a problem with it coming from
you have
this
such a visceral reaction. Like, I'm
character.
Like. Yo, I went to anime club. Is that really any better? I mean, I don't know. Debatable.
True.
Yeah, I just hated on our whole fandom, y'all. I did. That's what I just did.
I mean, I think we all, like, actually know, you know, where we stand that as an interest. So I think we're okay there. But he is, like, so into it. And I'm not trying to harsh his mellow. It's just I just couldn't.
Yeah. That's fair. Did you have any favorite scenes? Like, did you like anything?
I like the side scenes. I mean, they're just like one little panel. I think it was with the mother. Oh gosh. You know what? That doesn't even stick in my head all that often.
You're like, no, nothing.
Honestly, nothing springs to mind, but you know what? I did like Eon and how plucky she was in the beginning, like that first few pages when she jumps out the window to avoid the student body president. I thought that was going to set like this really intense, like kind of plucky person, but then she just goes full on, heroine stereotype, and I did not like that. Also, I'm pretty sure she set the clubhouse on fire. I don't know. Did I remember that wrong?
Oh yeah, how did the clubhouse get set on fire?
She touches Maroki's
And then
substance.
well, I mean, then yes, she basically set it on fire.
Yeah, then electricity popped out and, she started a small fire. No one was hurt, and then she found out she could fly.
Yeah, so it was all good in the end. See, it was great. She damaged school property and it was fine.
I think like the biggest issue I had was just the reason why they can't be together is basically they're all asking Maroki, do you want to be with her because she's a girl, or do you want to be with her because she's a psychic? And I'm like, and there's even one part where Eon is like, if I be with him, I can't assist him. I'm like, why? I don't understand. Like, you could still be together for both reasons,
I mean, this is the overall theme of the volume, I guess. This story is like, do you love somebody for like only this slim part of them, or do you love them as a whole being? And I think that was the real question, is do you only love her as a psychic, or do you love her for like being a bubbly person and whatever else makes up Eon's person?
I guess, but it wasn't as well shaped. I mean, it's like, do you like this person because they have long hair, or do you like them because they're a person? I'm like, is that really a conversation that we have to
You're 14, it
have? That's their deep thought, right? It's like,
Yeah.
do I like you because you have a cute face, or do I like you as a person? I'm like, come on,
I
it
mean, it
can't be
really
that.
just reminds me of the really bad Justin Bieber song that I like. It's not a popular
What's
one,
that?
but it's called The Feeling, and it's actually with Halsey, and I just really love it. But the whole point of it is just like the whole chorus is just, am I in love with you, or am I in love with the feeling? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, which is it? You decide.
That's on you, man. That's not on me. Figure that shit out.
Yeah, figure that crap out, Justin Bieber.
There was also a scene where the love interest, Ai, is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, it's his ex-girlfriend, and she changed schools to be with Mikado, and she's like, I'm super psychic now, I can bend spoons.
That's
And
cool.
she challenges Eon, and Eon, for whatever reason, can't produce a psychic thing. And so Ai's like, all right, now me and Mikado are going to this festival. I'm like, doesn't he have a say?
No.
He just goes along with it. He's like, yeah, sure, why not? I was just like, why though? You don't want to be with her. Like, you don't even like her necessarily, yet you agree to these terms.
Nobody has a say. They challenge each other to boys and then are like, I don't care about the boys' feelings. Like, nobody cares.
I'm just saying, he has a pretty strong voice in this, because at one point she like, grabs onto him, and he's like, no, get off me. And I'm like, you could tell her to like step. Like, you don't have
Yeah,
to go out with her.
he was trying to be nice. Okay.
No. See, I'm just like,
No, you're
use your
like, no,
voice, man.
dog. No, I
No,
agree. I
dog.
actually think in the first, I think there were five chapters, maybe six. I think the first three or four suffer from like a lack of concrete direction, such that like their characters don't really make as much sense. Like their character motivations don't make as much sense. And then I thought in the last two, it was like, I don't really buy that these characters would act like this based on the first three or four chapters, but like, at least you made it more consistent and like made me feel things, I guess, basically. So, cool.
That's totally fine if that's your back. I couldn't get over that one part. I mean, you do have to suspend some disbelief in manga, but I just could not
Oh,
get
you have
past
to
that
suspend
part.
a lot of disbelief in Tanabara manga, okay? Like, let's be clear here. Don't try to make it less than it is.
Right. I just could not do it for whatever reason with Eon. Yeah.
I don't know.
Overall, did not like it.
Huh. I don't think I actively disliked this. I was not actively like super into it. I would say my favorite things were I did like when Eon slapped Mikado after being like, "I like you, Mikado," and then he like goes to almost kiss her and then is like, "I don't think I like you though." And then she just slaps him and I'm like, "I liked this is funny. I like appreciated the inversion of him like realizing that he doesn't actually like her and just like doing the thing that he was supposed to do in the moment and instead was like actually like, "Oh, wait a second, pause, time out, let me
I
think
mean, I
about
can
this."
appreciate that. He's like, I need to sort out my feelings if I like you as a girl, if I like you just because you're psychic. But that wasn't his feeling. You know what I mean? The student body president, Koki, put that there.
It's true. It was planted there by outside forces who have maniacal things against him.
Yeah, like you're actively trying to keep them apart. Like, why should I even listen to you?
Well, he thinks it because of his background with Ai, right? Like, he's like, "I only liked her. I thought I liked her, but really, she was there." And like, she accepted this psychic nonsense with me.
Yeah, and there was a really cute scene between Koki and Mikado at the end
Yes,
where
that was my
he
favorite
sorts out his
scene.
feelings.
I think,
It
yeah, it
was.
was my favorite
It
scene.
was really good.
Even though Koki did not deserve that sympathy, he does not deserve it. He's a weird, creepy stalker, and he needs to take no for an answer.
Absolutely, but
Yeah.
in the context of that scene, it was very, very nice.
Yeah, but when he let his hair down and talked to Mikado and had they had a heart to heart, I was like, I feel it. I feel it.
I feel you,
Yeah.
but this is not deserved because the rest of the series, you're creepy. Like, you're a stalker. Like, a woman jumped out of a window to get away from you. Like,
Yeah. No
nah,
means no,
man.
bro. No means no. Calm down. And I kind of hate that Eon's like kind of. I mean, she does run away from him a lot and hides with Mikado when she jumps out that window, but like, otherwise, she tries to manipulate him and his feelings for her. Which I guess it's like, you know, if he's gonna, I guess it's like if he's gonna keep bothering you, like you might as well get something out of it. Might as well use that against him. Sadly, I feel like that's a common woman tactic, being like, "Well, okay, then I'll just manipulate you in another way." Like,
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't want to. I do not condone that, but
yeah,
no,
but
scratch that.
it's a thing. Yeah, scratch that. All right. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm a simple person. I kind of like the theme of like why. I'm always curious, like with stories, trying to figure out why you like a person, especially for best friend stories, which this isn't, but like just in general, like how do your feelings evolve from being just friends to being something romantic? I'm always curious about that line. So I was okay with that being a theme. And I think I tried to think of it in terms of like there has to be some sort of mystery to a person. You can't just like that they're magical already. There has to be some mysticism to it, but also, yeah, just like you have to start from that commonality and then can you build to be people together or whatever? Do you work together? Otherwise, my random thoughts were, what the heck are these school uniforms? Their uniforms were the dude uniforms were weird as heck. What are do they work at a gas station? Like, what are they wearing? I don't understand. They have like this weird like belly jacket thing over. I'm like, no, please stop that. Like, take that off.
All
Okay.
I could think was like, this is the 90s.
You know, man, is that what happened in the 90s? Because oof, we need to keep that in the 90s, all right? Ugh, needs to stay there. Loyola disagrees, but I really loved Takusaku, who is he's the vice president in this one, right? Yes.
Yeah.
And he basically does all of Koki's bidding, but he just has a weird face and does weird creepy stalky things,
Hair.
and I kind of liked it.
I honestly didn't like the character, and I think just because he didn't have substance, but I don't think he was supposed to, and I think that's,
Yeah, that's the point of
each
him.
person's only idea. Yeah, he's not supposed to. But I The reason why I didn't like him, I mean, I can get along with someone not having substance, and he's just a background character to be funny, and that's okay. But there's this really touching scene after Mikado and Koki have their talk, right? And Takatsuki comes, and Koki's just like in this ball, and he just puts his hand on his head, and it's just this really, I guess, powerful image of friendship, and just like you don't have to say anything, you could just be there and like a physical touch. And so I'm like, that is way too much for a character who doesn't have substance. Like, you
You're like, I
can't
don't
give him
accept
substance at
him
the
trying
end.
to have substance.
Exactly. I'm like, just be that silly character. Like, what are you doing?
right, I'm sorry he had a touching moment with
It
his
was too
boy.
touching.
It was too touching.
It's
Wow.
like, don't do that.
All right. Loyal is a strange
Oh,
one. All
yeah.
right, I'm sorry. All right.
I know there's people out there who agree with me. There are dozens of us.
Yep, I
Dozens.
mean, probably, but whatever. You're all weird. Anyway, so how did
Okay,
we
do you want to
feel
get into ship?
about, ship time, shipping corner? You added a ship. Wow, okay. So first,
I did.
Ion and Koki, since I think that's the first one that is introduced.
I think if she just found out what his passion was, she could have fell in love with him too. I mean,
Just, yeah.
that was her only criteria, right? That
That's
must be
true.
following his passion. I'm like, okay, girl, you're gonna get yourself in a
Girl.
lot of trouble. Just be careful. But yeah, I mean, I didn't have anything wrong with it, but
I mean, I definitely
he
don't
was
like,
creepy.
I don't like Koki because he's kind of creepy and needs to take no as an answer. But like ending Koki, I'd be like, okay, I'd be okay with that. As long as
Yeah, I
Ion
mean,
was
like,
into
once
it, which
they're.
I think Ion should be into it because he's student council president and he clearly has some passionate drive to do something. Like,
I mean, like, his passion is her, so
oh,
I
right. He
maybe she just wasn't into it. I don't know.
needs to get a better passions,
Probably.
basically. And then he could
Probably.
have her. See, then it would be great. It would be fine. Okay, so we'll go to Mikado and Ai slash Minase. I think that's her last name. They referred to her as both. You know, it's really hard when in short things they use both.
Thank you.
I need to just learn one, okay?
I
But
kept saying,
yes.
like, who's this chick? Like, who are they talking
Who
about?
are they talking? That's who they're talking about. All right, so
Yeah.
how do we feel about them?
I like it. I like that they had an ex and they actually got, to be together again for a little bit. 'Cause I'm counting that date as them together again
It was
for a
a real
little bit.
date, yeah.
Yeah, it was a real date. He didn't say no, and like they went to think, and he was agreeable to it. So I guess that works out. But I could see why they broke up, because she is painted as this like boy crazy. No, not really. Like boys are just flocked to her, and like the rest of the girls in the class just hate her. And I've had friends like that, so I'm like, I don't hate her. Like, let the girl live,
She
But
not doing
I don't
anything?
think they'd be together for very, very long.
Yeah.
He's just too into psychic man. I think she realizes like that's lame, and so
I think she might have tried too hard to be into psychic stuff with him. Like, nah.
yeah.
Just let it
It's
go.
like a psychic person who doesn't really like care about their psychicness, because she could bend the spoon, but it wasn't like her whole identity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As it shouldn't be.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Eon really amped up that side of her personality and her, just her, I guess, and to be with him. And I think that is very troublesome in a relationship. But yeah, I think she'll be fine. She don't need him.
She don't need no man,
She
especially
okay.
not Mikado. Okay, but do you support her with Koki then?
I threw that in there just for fun.
Just for fun. You like it? You're like, I'd ship it.
Yeah, they actually do a little conniving behind Eon and Mikado's back. Just a little, but I was like, hey, teamwork leads to a good relationship, maybe.
leads to sexy times. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so do we support Ion and Mikado's love of psychic things and each other?
Honestly, I really just was like, eh, okay. Like, it's one of those where you're like, they're gonna get up together. And I think that's like with manga in general, but I think the good ones are always that, like, maybe they don't, And I thought that the scene that you talked about where she slapped him and he was like, oh, okay, maybe I don't like you. I thought if it ended there, it would have been really interesting.
Yeah.
But no, they ended up together. And I was like, okay.
Okay, I actually, when I was reading it, I was confused and thought, because Tanamura is writing, because this was serialized in a magazine and then brought together into a manga volume, so many people had already read it in the magazine. So she was writing, her sidebars were about things that hadn't happened yet in,
Yeah,
like, she was
yeah.
writing about the chapter, the next chapter in the previous chapter. So she would mention stuff that was happening in like chapter 5 and chapter 4, And I thought one of her side notes implied that Ion was going to end up with Koki. And I was like, wait, what? I'm
Yeah,
so.
it did. It
It did,
did.
right? Oh
Yeah.
my God, thank you. So I was thrown off by that because I was like, wait, what? I was so confused. And then that didn't happen at all. And I was like, did I just misread that entirely, like without knowing the context? Like, I have no idea what happened. I think Tanamura was
It
just
did.
trying to
No.
trick us, I
Us
think.
readers. But her writing is a little weird too, so it's okay.
That's okay. She was young. She didn't know.
Yeah.
this is ta like early Tanamura. She doesn't know what she's doing
She's
yet.
young. She's okay. This makes sense to her. I'm like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, she also described in one of the panels for this that her editor kept giving her, like, not telling her how long it should be.
That's true. That's true.
So, I don't blame her if she was told that it was supposed to be 4 chapters and then it ended up being 6, and but she only planned for 4, and then she's just, like, making stuff up as it goes along.
It did get stronger in the end, which was really interesting.
Yeah,
I
which
was
was
like,
weird given that
usually.
premise.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little weird. I don't understand you, Tanamura, and I never will, but I'll keep trying. I'll definitely keep trying. All right.
You gentle
You
soul. No, I'm
gentle
kidding.
soul,
She's.
you. No, she's not a gentle soul? What makes you think she's not a gentle soul? Oh,
She draws all her characters as tigers, like when they're in that confused
yeah.
mode. And I'm like, that's a cat. Can't trust cats. In a good way, but there's
I'm
like that
currently petting my cat.
inherent. Yeah. Or it's just cats. Easy to
Just.
draw cats.
Yeah, I think it's just easy. Cats are cute. Japan loves cats. Are you kidding me?
That is
Japan
true.
is obsessed with cats. All right, so now we shall move on to the Short-Tempered, Melancholic, and Other Stories volume. So we'll start by briefly discussing the little side stories first.
Okay.
I gotta tell you, I definitely. Which one did I not like?
I'm gonna say
Yeah, can you guess which one I
that
didn't like?
this love is nonfiction.
Yes, I'm. Is that the one with where they go to the aquarium and they
Yeah.
the pen pals? Yeah, I didn't like that one. Because I just thought it was so ridiculous that she was like, "I love dolphins," but didn't know what a dolphin looked like, and I was like, "Screw y'all! I can't. I just can't with this. Freaking
Like how she's
can't."
just making up names. That's a four-headed fish. She's like, no, it's a Napoleon fish. That's a dolphin. No, it's a manatee.
Yeah, I was like, "I can't with you right now. I just can't." I cannot.
I do like the beginning where she's like, I really like parfaits. And she's like, I'm trying to tell you something. She's like, I'm really into like cupcakes too. And she's like, all right, fine, I'll get you what you want. I'm
Yeah.
like, you're rich, lady. You have a bodyguard escort. You can keep parfaits whenever. Stop extorting your friend.
Yeah, so the premise of this is that her friend, Karen's friend, was like, "I have this pen pal. We're gonna meet in person." But I kind of told him. Like, I showed him a picture, and I showed him a picture of you.
The original catfish.
Yeah, the original catfishing, y'all. And then so she's like, "So you have to pose on the date as me, but also, like, tell him." I think she wants him to tell him, but she still wants the pen pal guy to see her at first. And his name is Ryono. But then it turns out, of course, that both of them have done the thing where they send a picture of their friends and pretended to be somebody that they're not. So. Rio and Karin end up going to an aquarium together, and I was like, I just can't deal with this nonsense. Like, basic premise of that story, I'm like, it's predictable. That's fine. Like, I'm down with that story, but just like the fact that the main character was supposed to be in super into dolphins, super freaking into dolphins, but doesn't know what a dolphin looks like. I was like, nope, I can't.
Yeah,
Like.
Yeah, and did you also notice that one of her bodyguards is Tagasoki?
Of course, I noticed that one of the bodyguards was Tagasaku.
Tagasaku, sorry.
Yes, it's
Yeah.
Tagasaku.
Great.
And I was like, I love
Just
you,
great.
Tagasaku, but you're in a bad manga right now. You're
Get
in a.
out!
Get
Run
out!
away!
Run away, man. Did you like this more
It
than
was a
I
good one. I
did?
liked it.
You liked it? Ugh,
I
no.
did just because it was silly. I mean, it's just a silly premise, and she's a silly girl. Yeah,
Whenever you're wrong, but.
I didn't hate it. I feel if it went on longer, I would, but
Yeah, right. I feel like Yuri is the friend, and Ryono, like, they deserve each other for catfishing each other, so that's fine.
yeah, and they run into each other at the aquarium.
I don't know why Ryo likes carrying, though.
It's a chapter. I'm like, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Not write it at all. Don't write this. This is bad.
Is silly. Yeah. That one's one of the worst ones. Which one did you like better? Slightly better.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide which one I liked of the other two more. I'm trying to remember what happened in the second love one.
Mana, she's the senpai, and Nakamura is the younger guy who keeps trying to like ask her out, and she's like no, because she's in love with her best friend's boyfriend. That one was intense. I like that one. Because I think we've all been there. We're just like, oh shit, my friend really likes this guy and they're going out. Or not, maybe she just really likes him and you're just like, well, I like him too, but I like my friend more. Not a whole lot of substance, but I liked the theme of it, I guess. Especially at the end where she's like, she writes in his hand and is like, wait for me a little longer, I'm almost over this crush. I was like, oh, baller move, baller move. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Her
I
friend
definitely.
Yumi was a little ditzy. I'm like, you didn't realize your friend is in love with your boyfriend? And like, how would she respond? Because she seemed like a really sweet person. I feel that could have got another chapter, but I kind of liked where it ended because Nakamura asks her out one more time and she's like, I'm busy. Me and Yumi are doing something Saturday. And then it ends with her saying, like, I'm free Sunday though, and that's just kind of ends there. So I think it was really good. I think it's about moving on, letting go of your first love and going on to a second love, and that's okay.
I am down. That one was pretty good. It didn't leave a strong impression in my mind, clearly,
Yeah.
but
It really doesn't. I mean, characters are okay, like pacing's all right, but it's not really memorable.
yeah, but I'm down with that theme. I definitely think, yeah, being kind of having feelings for your best friend's significant other is definitely a thing that has happened with my own friends that I know
Which,
of.
I'm totally for, not for, but I understand because, we like people who are similar to us. Our friends are similar to us. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and I mean, at least with, my friends, it's like if you sometimes you hang out with them as the third wheel, and then you're just kind of like, it makes sense if you're like always hanging out in groups, and then whatever.
Kind of branch off, and I think it's really interesting, especially like if you think of series that have trios and then two of the trio get together and you're like, well, I kind of like them
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
but how do I deal with that? And it's like, it's okay. I got somebody else. It's fine. I'll move
Yeah.
on. I love you both, but I gotta go.
I mean, the best resolution is definitely to be like, okay, I will get over it eventually. That's a pretty good understanding of people. Instead of like trying to steal, don't try to steal your friends' people. That's no good. Definitely don't
Yeah.
do that.
There's a way you can work around that,
Yeah.
definitely.
And then for some reason, I kind of liked Rainy Afternoons from, I think this was might be my favorite one. I
Yeah,
don't know why.
it's
I
really
think
good.
just because I remember the umbrellas nonsense a lot more than any of the other shticks that had
It's
happened
so
here.
sweet though.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is about a girl named Minori, and she meets this guy at the train station, Takato, and she forgets her umbrella one day, and so he shares with her, and so now she makes a point to forget, air quotes, her umbrella every time it rains so that they can become closer. And it actually starts off with her asking him to share, and he's like, no. He's you live on the opposite side of where I'm walking. Like, stop forgetting your umbrella. And I think it was like just so strong. And I love her friend's reaction. They don't actually name her friends, but they're like, she's like, yeah, I met this guy and he shared his umbrella with me one time. So I'm in love with him. And they're like, what?
What?
It's like one little panel, but it was like
I mean,
amazing.
the reason that any of these characters in Tanamura manga kind of fall for each other is it's kind of like, what?
It made no sense, but okay. And then, as the story progresses, she tries to find out more about him, and one of her friends actually went to middle school and she with him, and she finds out that he had actually confessed to, that he liked her. I think like last year or the year previously, and she just like freaked out, fell down, and ran off. I could tell you that was relatable. I'm pretty sure there's a few of us out there who've done something similar. And I don't know, I thought it was just very charming, and yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I guess that's what. Yeah, it just felt charming. Charming is a good word for it. I like that.
Yeah. It's very sweet and very charming, and it ends how you expect it to, but I like the journey as we went along with it.
Oh, it's such a shame this came out before Rihanna's Umbrella. They should have sang that together. Anytime I think of
Don't know what it
umbrellas.
means, but we'll sing it.
Anyway.
So let's get to the big one, the titular title with the weirdest name.
Tanamura explained it in a. She was like, the main character is short-tempered, but the melancholy comes from the fact that she can't. She's like unable to be girly, and that makes her sad. And I was like, all right, cool.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense to me. I'm like, all right, sounds good.
Sounds good. Anyway, what's short-tempered melancholic about, Loyola?
Okay, it is the titular title. She's not that short-tempered, but anywho, sorry. Kajika, is that right?
You think you know Kajika better than Tanamura does? Wow. All right.
I
Cool.
can think of a few scenes, but okay, so let's get into it. So Kajika is a ninja, and she's tasked with protecting her family's sacred weapon. She is kind of a famous ninja because she doesn't really keep it under wraps, so everyone knows about her. And her crush actually sees her do something heroic, and he's like, hey, you should do girlier stuff, be more ladylike. And so she tries, doesn't work out
She
well.
tries.
And yeah, finds out he's actually a ninja too from a rival family. Dun dun dun.
Scandalous.
Yeah, it's so great.
You're like, I
And
love
then
it.
the second chapter. Second chapter reveals that Tanimoto, her lifelong friend, is actually has a crush on her and is willing to fight her crush, Fujisaki, almost to the death for her. I'm just kidding, it doesn't say to the death,
It
but
doesn't
yeah, they
say
have
that.
a competition for
Kajika's
her.
afraid that he will die because he has so much less ninja skills, was what was
Yeah,
said.
exactly.
Yeah.
He's just like a regular dude, boy next door. And they're like, yeah, he's gonna kill you, but grandpa's gonna train you, so you'll be all right. He's not all right.
He's not all
It's
right.
so bad. You gonna die, little boy? No, he's okay. So yeah, it's actually a pretty good short. I enjoyed this one a lot. Ninjas, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I'm down with ninjas, man. Just put a ninja in every story and it'd be like, done, sold.
Oh my gosh, I just realized, what if Takusaku is the ninja? He's in like all these stories, almost.
He probably was a ninja somewhere. He probably was some like background ninja.
Just blew my mind. No, he's okay. Yeah. So modern day ninjas, well, modern 1998 day ninjas.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Exactly. I really loved her grandfather teaching Tanimoto to be a ninja. It's like, how do you be a ninja? Draw a spiral on your face. I'm like, yes.
Yep, that's it. That's all you need. Yeah, her grandpa was pretty cool. He actually like sets up a kidnapping, like an assassination of his granddaughter. Of course, they don't know, but during the actual fight, and he was like, the person who gives up the fight and tries to rescue her is the winner. And I really like Tanimoto's like reasoning. He's like, she's a ninja. She can do it. He's like, she's a girl.
I mean, that is the central
I was like,
theme of this
oh.
manga is like, or at least the one that Tanamura wanted it to be, was like about a girl who is not girly and fails at being girly. And I'm like, I feel that story as that person, I guess. But also, what?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just so funny because Pepper, throughout that second chapter, she's just like, you know, beating up ninjas, no problem. Like, whatever. It's like one panel and they're all laying on the ground. It's like, and then she walks off, you know, just worrying about her day to day life. And yeah, he's like, she's a girl. I was like, oh God.
Okay. Oh God.
Boy, you're her lifelong friend. Like, if anyone, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be like, well, I could help, or I could, you know, distract him, or I don't know, just something.
I was like, I mean, so that's fine, but don't just be like, it's because she's a girl. Like, be like, it's because she's in a situation that I can clearly see that she is in trouble. Like, it's, I have eyes.
May require assistance. Yeah. Or like, I love her, so I'm going to try. Yeah. No, but it's just, he basically just shouts out, she's a girl. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like, she's still a girl underneath all those things. And that's the type of storytelling I want to punch people in the face for.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I am confident that Kajika is actually a good ninja. And so, yeah.
Yeah, she beats up guys with, like, a hair tie. It's like the family weapon is the cord.
Oh, yeah, I like that the family weapon is the cord. I like that it wasn't a sword or something dumb.
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm like, it goes with the outfit, too. Awesome.
I thought that was a good way to be like, strength in girly things, like literal strength, not just figurative.
Exactly. And the part I was like having trouble with, the short tempered, was that there's a really great scene at the beginning of chapter 2 where he's like, I'm so sorry, I can't walk you home today. And this is her friend talking. And she's like, okay.
Yeah. I love it.
No problem. I'll see you later then. Bye.
He's like, I wish you were a little bit sad. Like,
every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually sad that she's not upset. I was like, that's great.
No, I feel like I would have... See, like, I feel for Kajika because I'm like, I feel like I have some of the personality traits. Like, yeah, like, if somebody who I walked home with every day was just like, I can't do it today, I'd probably be like, all right. But then I'd be mad later, you know? Like, I'd be like, which is basically what happened to her. And then she's like, I do realize I am sad.
Well, yeah, but I think the part is that she realized she's sad when she realizes that Fujisaki has a little sister and that's who he's spending time with. And so I was like, okay.
That's yeah, man, cool. Whatever it takes to make you mad, but like, I'm just saying, you get there eventually, even if it's not in the moment.
Yeah, and then that's when she starts beating on her friend a little bit more. And that's, don't hit your friends, people.
Yeah. I also really like, you know, the first scene that you are shown that Kajika is a pro ninja that everybody knows is a little girl about to get run over by a truck. And if you've read enough manga or watched enough anime, you know that, like, infamous truck-kun strikes again. I didn't know that this, like, it only started to dawn on me, I think, reading Erased, actually, where I was like, you know... No, I think it was that I was reading Erased plus watching the fifth season of Digimon.
Mm-hmm.
No, the fifth and fourth season of Digimon. Watching lots of Digimon for my other podcast called Podigious. So we were doing that, and just like in Digimon, it's also a plot point that they almost get hit by trucks. And then I'm like, why is Japan so obsessed with like people getting hit by the same type of truck too? It's always the same truck.
Like a delivery truck.
Yeah. And so apparently...
You're going to die for sure.
So now it's just a meme where people call that character Chuck-kun and Chuck-chan. And when I found that out, I was like, my mind is blown, and I love it. I love everything. Infamous Chuck-kun!
I like to think it's like just a, you know, a truck that has a mind of its own, you know, no driver.
Just no driver.
I need to advance the plot.
I mean, definitely in Erased, at least the driver is part of the plot where like he has a heart attack, and that's part of the plot. Anyway, shipping corner. How do you feel about Kajika / what's his real name? His ninja name is Hayato. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why, again, too many names.
Absolutely. Like, pick one, use it throughout the story. It's only 2 chapters long. Like, come on. So I've been referring to Hayato as Fujisaki. I think in the second chapter, you know, he's like, oh yeah, it's awesome. I think she actually should be with him, but I don't know, because it's like ninja for one thing, you know.
Yeah, the ninjas could be a big clan and then take over the world.
Yeah, and like when she's attacked by the assassin, he's not like, she's a girl. He's like, she's capable. Like, your fight is with me,
That's true.
Pete. And
He
I'm
is
like,
like, she's
yeah.
a freaking ninja too. She's got it.
She's got this, and it's her grandpa anyway. Come on. I definitely see like that could be a thing. And then I see that the other way, like his her friend Yuga and her could be a thing too, because they've been friends for a long time. And like what you were saying earlier about friends and developing that relationship and why you like somebody and so forth. That's why I think this one out of all of them had the potential to be a longer series.
It definitely
Maybe even
did.
its own volume.
It had its own, yeah, it had a whole, like, multiple clans should be fighting for that weapon, apparently, if it's so legendary.
Yeah, and like, who are all these other ninjas that are attacking her, peppered throughout chapter two? I'm like,
Like, I want to know
is it
about them.
saturated with ninjas nowadays? Like, what is this?
Modern day Japan is actually just full of ninjas. Don't you
Well,
know?
it's like modern day 1998 Japan.
Oh,
It's
yeah, it was
full of
very different, but
ninjas.
actually full of ninjas then. They've died out since then, in the 20 years. Since then, that's when the ninjas
Exactly.
went away. Totally.
Yeah, I could definitely see it going either way with them, and yeah, I think more is needed from this series or these two chapters.
Yeah, Tanamura should reboot it, make it a whole series.
Nope.
Nope.
She's gonna ruin it. She's gonna ruin her own story.
I mean, to be fair, I think that's what happens with most things when you
True.
go back to them.
Very true.
All right, Mistress Fortune time.
Mistress Fortune time. Exactly.
So, Mistress Fortune is basically about people with ESP, but also there are these weird extraterrestrial creatures that they like not fight, but try to like apprehend, I guess. Because they are extraterrestrial aliens invading the Earth, and that's never a good thing. They are called Abas, and our primary ESPs are Kisaki Tachikawa. She's the main one. She's not good at being an ESP though, but she is paired with the best ESP, who is Jinero. And of course she has a crush on Jinero, because how could you not have a crush on Jinero, even though Jinero objectively sucks? Just like, that's just facts. So they go around fighting Abas, and generally it's about like Kisaki trying to be a better ESP. And then she finds out a tragic backstory about Jinero, which is basically that when his ESP powers were awoken, he like killed his whole family except his mom, but she's been in a coma for 10 years or something. I think that's basically it. I don't really know why there had to be Abas, but I guess whatever.
Oh, and it's so sad when you find out more about the Abas. Like, it's so bad.
Wait, how is it sad?
Abasan, the one they capture and it becomes like their mascot.
Oh yeah, it becomes their mascot. Why is it
And it
sad?
was like, yeah, people ditched me when I was on my school trip, so I decided to hang out with you guys
Oh
'cause you
yeah.
attacked me and then were cool to me. It's like, what?
What?
You did not plan this out, did you?
This manga definitely feels like it's like real weird. Much weirder than everything else we've discussed. And I guess I should say that it is much later, Tanamura. Like, we're talking in 2008 now, so it's 10 years later. And now we are 10 years in the future from that. Let's not talk about it.
Once the ninjas died,
Once
this
the ninjas
organization
dies,
took
yeah.
over.
Once the ninjas died, ESP and Abas came into Japan. Oh, all right. Generally, I was like, it's kind of fun, but also like, I think it's a little too weird for my taste, at least.
You see, I couldn't have fun with it because the guy is just a jerk.
Oh
Like,
yeah,
oh
that's
my
true.
God, it's
So,
horrible.
the shtick between Kisaki and Jinero is that Kisaki apparently has size DD breasts, and Jinero is a lecherous little 14-year-old who is
Middle
always
school.
wants to look at them and
Middle
leer at
school.
her. Yeah, middle school.
And he actively tells her, not to lose weight because it'll make her breasts smaller. She's in middle school too, and
That's true, but also I think there was a weigh-in where she was like, "Yay, I lost weight," and then she was 96 pounds, and I'm like, "Girl, no, girlfriend, no, put that weight
no.
back on, put it back on. You need all the weight you can get, brah."
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, no, little one, like, do not listen to that boy. Like, listen to your doctor.
Listen to your doctor. Your doctor gonna tell you you need all them pounds back so you can get your period properly. God, don't you know
Yeah,
anything?
exactly. And it's just like, what are you doing? And it's like middle school. I'm like, you should not have a lecherous middle schooler as your protagonist. I'm just
That's
gonna
just
make my
life
stance on
advice.
that very
Yeah.
clear.
I agree. I agree.
I think for that reason, this has to be one of the worst ones we've covered so far. Like, for me, it's just horrible.
I mean, I would definitely put it middle of the pack. I just
What?
didn't.
What is worse than this?
What love? This love is nonfiction. Definitely worse than this.
No, just because she doesn't realize what a
Yes.
dolphin is? Like, come
Listen.
on.
Listen. No, I don't accept that.
She could have like a mental disorder where, you know,
Whatever.
it's like
No.
one where you can't see people's faces and you don't know who people are. It's like she could do that, but for aquatic animals, you don't know. Filling in the backstory. But no, it's pretty bad.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
It's really bad to me. And
Okay.
you know, and there's also cheating. They cheat in the first chapter as well, where they're like, you have to score a
Oh,
500 on this,
come
and he does the exam for her. And
on.
he's
But
like, all
it's
right,
so
peace out. We're gonna leave
blatant. It's
now.
so blatant. They
So blatant. And I'm like,
didn't
you
try to
dude,
get
that's your
away with
partner. If
anything.
she don't get better, you're gonna die. Like an Ebe is gonna like kill you.
It's fine.
And it's ridiculous. So yeah, just do not condone that.
Oh, what confuses me is that again, Tanamero wrote in her side things being like, I wanted Jinero to be lecherous. That seemed like it would be fun. I'm like, why? What is fun about it? I don't understand.
That'd be a nice little quirk, and it's
That'll be a
like,
nice little quirk of a
no.
character.
And he
What?
doesn't ever get over it, is the thing. Like, all the way throughout the series, he's still talking about her breasts, and then he calls them my breasts at one
Ooh,
point.
did he? Ooh, I blocked that out of my mind,
Yeah, it
probably.
was disturbing.
It was disturbing.
And like, she's no better too as the heroine, because she actually makes the wish that if all the other girls and women in the world were gone, that he would love her.
Oh,
And then Eve
yeah.
tries to make that happen. Just like, no.
No.
Just no. And like her friend gets involved, and yeah, it's really bad. And I'm like, then he's just gonna have a bunch of dudes and me. Like, I don't, what's your plan if that does happen?
No plans. Just gonna make
No
it happen.
plans, just, you know, like one middle school student and like all these other people. It's bad. It's really bad.
I'm sorry you feel that way. Did you have any favorite scenes? Did you like anything at all?
I try to, you know, be a little positive, and there was that one time when they got an argument because who knows why, and they stopped talking to each other, and she's just like, just smile for me, you know, I don't want to be angry with you anymore. And it's kind of cute when they're trapped in the bottle, but then he
Oh, yeah.
breaks out and then he's like, ah, I'm gonna attack this Ebe, and then he's like, her boobs.
Boobs. He's like, we're back to normal size boobs.
Boobs. And I'm just like, come on, man. You need a different motivation. This is not okay.
I just feel like Tanamura was like, you know what? I'm gonna write the silliest things I possibly can for this one. But what blew my mind probably didn't blow your mind because, you know, whatever. But that the at one point, the last chapter, last two chapters, you know, they introduce a new character who's from an organism who's from the equivalent like alien whatever gathering organization in America, and the main person is named Nancy, she's the editor of Shoujo Beat, and I was just like, wait, what? I'm so confused. How did this happen? And I just, that was what solidified in my mind to me. I was like, Tanamura is just like messing with all of us, I think. She's just like, she's having a lot of fun, like, and that's fine. And I'm okay with that. Yeah. And so they go to America, and I liked all the culture shock scenes because they're real, because I have them in reverse.
Yeah, and that was like a huge plot point where they need her in America because she has a special type of ESP. And so she's like, well, the both of them are like, no, she's not going. And he's like, I don't want another partner. And she's like, I don't want another partner. So we're just going to be together always. And then the organization is like, hey, so you have this special ESP and it could help his mom. And they do not tell him.
Yeah.
And I get why she says something minor like, well, you know, I don't want to get his hopes up. If it doesn't work, there's only like a 0% chance that it's going to work. Yeah. But I don't know. He's like, I love you. I don't want you to go. And then she's like, I'm going. He's like, well, fine. Go to America then. I don't care. And it's, I don't know. It could have been handled better, I guess.
I mean, it was silly because I was like, why do they make it a big, like, they understand she's not going to be in America for that long. Like, it just seemed obvious that she wouldn't be in America for that long. Right. but whatever. But otherwise, I was like, no, I feel the motivations of, like, I don't want to tell him because I don't want to get his hopes up because there's only a slim chance that it'll work. Or, you know, his feelings of, like, but I don't want to lose you because you, like, I know that you are here now, like, you're real. I can't change what happened in the past, but like I can control the future. So I was like, I feel both of those things, but also isn't it obvious that she's only going to be in America for like a hot second? Like, okay.
Yeah, and they even frame it afterwards, and then she's like, oh, she was only supposed to be here for like 2 weeks, and they both look at, you know, stunned. I'm like, you didn't realize that? Are you serious? Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's giving too much credit, but I was just like, wow, this could have been handled way better. I think it was just, yeah, I think that was kind of hanging over it. So like that whole love scene and the subsequent, love when he says, I love you, not, they didn't make out or anything.
Yeah, they didn't, whoa, calm down.
Nothing happened. Like, I love you, and he's like, I just gotta go. I'm like, you both realize it's only 2 weeks, right? So it really undercut the dramatics for me, and I'm like, I can't get invested in this. This is silly dumb, you know what I mean, where I'm like, okay, just think it through, guys, just take a minute. And I know you're in middle school, but just take a minute and think about this for a second. And like, no clarifying questions, like, hey, how long do they need me there? Why am I so special? I'm new, you know, I'm not really good at this. I've only been part of the organization for a year. Like, let's ask some questions. You know, you don't have to stomp away and be like, no. Yeah, but it's, yeah, I just did not like this one at all.
So I guess I had written the question, would you have wanted it to be a longer story? Your answer is no.
Absolutely not. It should have been a shorter story. As in no story.
Should be deleted. It should have been like a concept,
and then they're like, no.
Ouch.
I'm holding the editors accountable for this one, you know. Ooh. Nancy!
No, Nancy has nothing to do with it. Do you leave Nancy out of this? It would be the editors in Japan, come on.
That's true. All of them, the whole organization should have been shut down. A button should have been pushed and been like, all right, we're shutting it down. It's a shutdown, everybody, wrap it up.
Whatever, Nancy's the best part of this manga. I'm just gonna
throw it. Absolutely. And it's like a side character.
Yeah. That's, it's okay. Like, she comes and she's like, yeah, I could tell that the first time that I met Tanamura, she was like really surprised by how tall I was. So then that was a gag in the manga, and I was like, I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. She actually is the best part of this volume.
Yes, I'm glad we agree.
Nancy, you're awesome.
Nancy, you're awesome. Also, Nancy's supposed to be on a future episode, which hopefully we'll have recorded by the time this episode comes out, so I'll know that definitively.
Go check that episode out.
It will be about We Were There. It will be real fun. I don't know if it's actually a fun manga, so maybe it will be deep and some other adjective. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, my other very serious question was, would you like to have a Eva as a pet?
Well, this is kind of where I'm kind of back and forth, because obviously they're living, breathing, thinking creatures.
Yeah,
because one
creatures.
of the Evas gets a job. That's actually a pretty funny chapter.
Oh, see, isn't that fun? You just have to
yeah,
roll
but
with
the rest
every
is
ridiculous
trash,
thing in
and so
this
it's
manga.
like, it's like, why? You could see like the gags in that one, and I think it wasn't played as seriously as the rest of it, so that was like kind of the fun of it,
You're
but
like,
I
I
don't
like
know.
you, I, you could accept that chapter. Like,
Yeah, just because it's so silly and funny, and you know it's meant to be, whereas the rest of the series is just so serious,
is
in a lot of
it
aspects. So
though?
I'm
All
like,
right.
okay, I can take it. So, living, breathing creature, but also they can do cool stuff. Like one of the Ibes does try to get rid of all the women in the world because it's one of her wishes. And I'm like, that's cool. I mean, I wouldn't
That's
wish for
cool.
that, but you know, I'd wish for something else. What did the other one do? It could make like people smaller and put jars, and if you crawl out of the jar, you get bigger again. I could definitely see a lot of potential with that. Not people, but like it would make storing stuff a whole lot
Yeah, you could
better.
buy
You
like a
know, like
bunch
your
of
winter
stuff. Yeah.
coats. Yeah, if you're traveling, that you know really cuts down on like baggage fees. So I think that would be
Yeah.
cool.
Okay.
But again, the guy was like, they ditched me on a class trip. One of the Evas was like, they ditched me on a class trip. I'm like, that's just too sad. I don't think I could do it. And they
Okay.
have a home planet. And I'm like,
You would feel
no,
bad
probably
taking
not.
it away from its other sentient creatures. I understand. That's fine.
Yeah. And it's not on this planet. And it's like, I miss my home planet. I'm like, oh, I can't keep you. Go back.
Fair
What
enough.
about you? Same question.
I mean, I would agree with that. I think it's a little too sentient to hang around as a pet, probably, but it would be fun. It definitely would be
Yeah.
fun. Yeah.
Like if we went on adventures together, that'd be cool.
Oh,
If we were
yeah.
friends.
We want to be like a duo team that goes on adventures. That could be cool.
Great. I don't really call my friends my pets, so it works out okay.
I guess one of the things that I had written here was people are understanding of Eva, but they might get freaked out by psychics. Okay. Because they like try to hide that they're all psychics or something. I
Yeah, and
don't
I'm
know.
just like, you're keeping a lot of research away from like understanding the human brain, which I understand that we know a lot about it, but there's so much more we could understand. So you're like hindering the advancement of science for one
Wow.
thing.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Just cannot get on board with that. I mean, at least on what was it, Eon? They actually had a research team. Yeah, it was a high school research team, but hey, guess what? There was one. And then this one, they're like, we have a full-on organization, but we got to keep be kept secret, but we don't know why.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you why, but it's got to be remain hush hush, you know? Why?
Listen,
But
they
yeah, so that makes
can't
no
figure out
sense.
if their commander is a guy or a girl, so.
Yeah,
That's a strange gag.
that was one of the shorts. I didn't really, I was like, does it matter?
Well, first of all, does it matter? But also, I totally thought it was a girl at first, and I actually really wanted it to be a girl. I'm kind of sad that it's a dude. Would be more fun as a girl.
I don't know. I thought it was just a very long, like almost boob joke. That's why I was really annoyed with it. I mean, that's the last chapter too, so I think that's kind of
Thought it
what
was
like
a
was
boob
that.
joke. Oh,
Well, yeah,
I mean,
because
it didn't
they're like,
go there
well, why does
though.
it matter? And they're like, oh, well, if he's a girl, then we can ask her out on dates, and she'll like do our work for us, and like all this stuff.
Okay.
And I don't know. It was
It
just.
didn't end by somebody trying to like touch their
No,
chest or
not
something though.
that
Okay.
regard.
I was like,
No.
whoa,
Like no
wait a
along the lines of like
second.
sexualizing a commanding officer because she's a woman type of boob joke.
Right. Okay, that's true.
Sorry. Not
That's
like an actual like
true.
haha boobs, but like
Yeah.
sexualize this person who we normally wouldn't because they're not female, but now that they are, we
Yeah.
can. And it's like,
I
oh,
mean,
this is
this manga
such a
volume
bad
is
taste.
just bad about that in general.
It is
Yeah,
2008.
it's kind of sad that it seems like a regression almost, but whatever.
I think you could say it is a regression.
You're just like, it's just straight up is a regression. All right.
It's just straight up is. And I can get, like, if this one and let's say Ion were switched, okay, but yeah, no, that's really
No.
bad.
So do you not ship Kisaki and Jinro because of this dynamic?
Absolutely not. And also they're middle school students, so I'm just like, why don't you guys do some homework? Or I don't know, like
They're
go
too busy
learn
blowing
something.
things up with psychic powers. God.
Yeah, I did write down their code names is Fortune Tiara and Fortune Quartz.
Yeah.
They actually call each other that when they're on assignment, which I'm like, okay, you have a code name, you should probably use it, but I just thought that was funny. But yeah, no, sorry, not worth it. Girl.
It's such a shame because otherwise I really like their
I
dynamic
mean,
of like tortured prodigy kid versus like total noob who needs help. I like that dynamic.
yeah, that dynamic is okay, and it works in other manga in different regards, but no, I just cannot get on board. And it's bad because the one of the last later chapters kind of sets it up like, look at this tortured person,
Yeah.
and he's so horrible. And then he's like, double D breasts, and I'm like, I do not feel bad for him.
I don't feel
Not bad at all. And like, he killed his sister and his dad, and his mom's in a coma who never woke up. And I'm like, nope.
Well, he didn't mean to.
Well, not intentionally, but still, do not feel bad for this guy.
I don't know. I want to like him, but yeah, this aspect of his personality, I'm just like, bro, just ditch that part of you, and then you'll be great. You'll be fine. Like.
Yeah, and then I think that's kind of like what Saki's trying to do is like, I can fix him. I'm like, no, honey,
No,
you
honey,
can't.
that never
That's him.
works.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. So that's why I cannot ship this.
All right, that's fair. I'm trying to give Jinro the benefit of the doubt that like even if Kisaki can't fix him, that he would grow out of it and be a better boy eventually.
Yeah, and at that point, I'm like, friend him on Facebook, I guess, and
Really?
just, wait until after he graduates high school, maybe after college, and then come back to it. But no, honey, no. No, I love yous right now.
All right. So, what is your favorite? I feel like we've discussed all of them now. What's your favorite of the five stories that we
That we
read?
covered. I think it's kind of obvious, but you know what? Now I'm even stuck. The rainy afternoons are for romantic heroines. That one's really good. I like that one a lot.
Wow.
And then, of course, the short-tempered melancholic. Those are really good.
Should
That
we just
whole
do
volume is good. I just really like that.
ranking? Yeah, so you rank all three of those are at the top, and then I guess Eon beats out Mistress Fortune. Is that your ranking? Oh
Yeah.
boy.
By a wide margin, Eon beats out
You're like,
Mistress
I put
Fortune. I
Mistress
mean, Eon was
Fortune
just
in
boring,
sixth place. We didn't even read six stories, but I just put it doesn't deserve.
there
Fifth
you
place is the nothingness of reality. Then Mistress Fortune.
Disqualified because I don't like you.
Disqualified entirely. Oh boy.
What about you? What's your ranking here?
Well, I'm definitely putting the Love is Nonfiction last. I don't care what you say.
Oh, come on. Dolphin, really? Like,
I can't get over it, and I never will. And no, I just don't
a
accept.
lecherous middle school student beats out dolphins? Like, I
Yep.
don't understand.
Yes. Damn you.
Gotta take a long look at yourself in the mirror, Ashley. Just take a
All
long
right.
look.
Whatever. All right. What would I put? I'm going up, I think.
Build up from there. That's good.
I don't know. The style of the second love was like good, but I remember so little about it that I feel like it deserves to go next. So fourth. I
Okay. That's understandable.
guess then I would put Mistress Fortune and then
It's way too high.
that's way too. It really stuck out in my mind. Like, I remember so much from it because it's just so ridiculous. I guess then I guess I really did like Rainy Afternoons for the romantic heroine, so I'd put that first in Short Tempered Melancholic. second. I don't know. They could, it could go either way.
Yeah, we could fight it out. It's okay. Did you already say Eon, where that goes?
Oh, I guess that is, there are six. Okay. I can't do math. Math is hard. I guess I'd put Eon above Mistress Fortune.
Damn right.
That's all you, that's your only, but like only based on the last two chapters, like the last two chapters are what propels it. Yeah. Do we have any other final thoughts, or would you would definitely recommend that people go pick up Short-Tempered Melancholic? Yes.
Yeah, if you're into the short stories and especially like little kind of cute ones and you're like, oh, that's so cute, then yeah, not a lot of, you know, you don't have to know a lot about them. So that's definitely one I'd recommend. Do not recommend, Eon, if you want to. It was not my cup of tea at all. I just thought it was really boring. I'm sorry. I honestly did fall asleep a few times while trying to read it. So yeah, that's your choice. And I would say if you come across a copy of Mistress Fortune, go ahead and burn it.
Wow. Okay. Wait, I do not condone the burning of books on this podcast.
Okay, you don't have to burn the whole thing. Just like scorch it just a little bit. Just so no one else buys it. You know, like, you can't even get a discount on it. They're gonna have to like take it out of stock. That's what I mean. That one too, I guess if I do not recommend it. I did not like it at all, but Ashley seems to like laugh at it.
I had fun with it.
And she did. She sounds like she did, and I just did not have that.
I just
take
didn't
at
take
all.
It seriously at all. And then it was great. And then
I don't know, I just
I don't it's like even when it was trying to be serious, I was like, this is just how Tanamura writes stories though. Like that's just because this was the first one that I read of this bunch preparing for the podcast.
See, I thought it was going to be good. I thought, like, it was cute, like, when you read the little synopsis on the book and everything. But it is horrible. I mean, it's 2008. Like, I just could not get on board. Sorry. No, not that one.
All right, whatever. I would recommend all of these if you are a Tanamura fan. I'm not sure that beyond that I would really give any of them a strong... Or if you as Loyola said, like... the shorter things. I'm not sure that I like shorter things is kind of the key sticking point here. But if you are a Tanamura fan, you should probably read these. I think it gives a lot of insight into how she started out, where she's gone from there, the evolution of Tanamura, basically. That's kind of fun. All right. Thanks for listening to Shoujo and Tell. Comments, questions, constructive criticism, concerns? Need to gush about your OTP? Email shoujoandtell@gmail.com or leave a comment on shoujoandtell.com/Tanamura One Shots. We're at shoujoandtell on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This is a new-ish podcast, so it'd be great if you could leave a review on iTunes. You know, it'd be great if you could leave a review on iTunes whenever, even when it's super old, 5 years from now, who cares? This will help the podcast reach more hearts, or at least ears. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next time for QQ Sweeper by Kyosuke Motome, which is about sweeping? Like, with a broom? Doesn't that sound like fun? I know you definitely want to stay tuned for next episode. Until then, bye!